And a good Monday morning to you. It's 9:34, 71 degrees. We have bright sun, shiny skies here in downtown Bartlesville. Thankfully, not going to be as hot as it was last week. Only going to have highs in the mid-80s today with those sunny skies. So go on out and enjoy the day while you can, while summer is still around. It is time for a one-on-one with Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community. We have the marketing director in with us today, Brett Harsh. Brett, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I can't complain at all. You know, it's a beautiful day. Going to have a beautiful weather, you know. It was a little hazy this morning, but nonetheless, it's not 115 outside.
Yeah, we're very thankful for that. It'll be easy to do some outdoor stuff and hopefully some activities and things outdoors and getting the people outside to without worrying about getting, you know, real hot. So we're very thankful for that.
I probably should have held off a little bit. I did some yard work this weekend, and I felt like I was going to melt, and I kind of regret it now. But, hey,
yeah.
What can you do?
Yeah, you should have waited a couple days, but...
Got to get it done. Got to get it done nonetheless. And tell us what you guys are getting done at Bartlesville Health and Rehab.
So we're going to start with a little bit of bad news. We did have last week, we found an employee had tested positive for COVID-19. Very, very mild symptoms. I mean, very mild, very, very blessed that that was, you know, it was the mild side. Unfortunately, that means we will have to go into outbreak testing. We started last week. We'll have to do that for at least 2 weeks, I believe, if we follow the CDC guidelines, which we do. I think that's where we have to go from there. The good news is, though, we did find when we went into outbreak testing, all other employees and most importantly, all residents tested negative last week. So we'll go back into that this week. Hopefully that kind of stays the same there. You know, with us, that's. We care very much. We are a very close-knit type family, but you know, the residents do come first. So if they can all test negative, that's a great place to start, and then we can kind of go from there. So hopefully we get our employees back, you know, back in full swing here in a week or so, and everything goes from there. But we're still fighting it, and very thankful though.
And while we're still on that a little bit, what are some of the other precautions that you guys are taking at this time while you wait for this to pass?
So, I mean, we still practice social distancing to the best of our abilities. We still mask up, you know, vaccinated or not, you know, we're still wearing masks, especially around the residents. That's just kind of the main goal is keeping them safe. Other than that, we don't have to change too much other than the testing. And with the county percentage, you know, we've tested a couple times last week, actually, because the county percentage has gone back up so high, and unfortunately, and then we just, like I said, do the outbreak testing where we go and test the residents individually one by one, just to be sure, you know, want to keep everybody safe. So that's kind of where we go from there. And other than that, though, our visitation is still open since all negatives tested, all residents tested negative. So, you know, families can still come in, you know, get tested, or, you know, if they're vaccinated, or, you know, have to follow those guidelines as well. But they can still come in, see their families. So that's good news. And then so just we're kind of just going from there.
And you talk about people getting tested before they come in, but what did the hours of visitation look like for you guys, and how can people set that up?
So usually it's not as tight-knit on the schedule now. You can kind of come more or less as you please. Usually we try to keep it in between 9 and 5, just for, you know, it's just easier that way during the day. More of the people are there, and everybody's up and, you know, up and at them, out of bed. Sometimes they can come in and, you know, they can watch them do some activities and stuff like that. So, but as long as we don't have, you know, a bunch of COVID going on in the building and have to use, you know, the visitation station, or like we did last year, or have to do all the visits outside, then we're a little bit more loose on those rules. But we typically try to keep it just during the daytime hours.
That's great. And you guys also have had some fun lately. Last Friday, you guys had a cookout. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we did have a cookout. That was pretty good. We had the maintenance guy, Jake, and myself set that up. We didn't set it up. Everybody else helped out setting that up. But we did the cooking and the smoking, and we did some burgers and dogs, and smoked some bologna. And so that was a little different. We added bologna this time, and it turned out really well. We weren't sure on that that smoker. We didn't want to cook it too long or anything, but it ended up being really well. We got a lot of compliments on that, so we're very thankful to be able to do stuff like that for our residents and our employees. All the employees did a great job coming outside, helping, you know, for the people. It was very hot that day, but there were still several that wanted to be outside. We had some live music going on, just to, you know, provide some entertainment there and get, you know, that kind of that upbeat attitude going. So that was really fun. And yeah, we just, everybody was outside. We had some cold drinks, iced down, some burgers and dogs, like I said, some bologna, and it was a pretty fun time, pretty upbeat. And like I said, everybody in the kitchen staff and, you know, all the aides and everybody did a very good job of coming outside and making sure the residents were staying hydrated and everything like that. So it was hot, but it was still a good day.
And I understand that Comforting Hands Hospice was there with you guys as well, giving out some root beer floats recently. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that was this last Friday, actually. Yes, they did stop by in the afternoon, talked to a lot of our apartment residents. We want to thank Whitney Swanson and Comforting Hands. She came by for a meet and greet, and Sam was with her as well. And they kind of just, yeah, they basically just, she had some things to say, answered some questions about some, you know, some future healthcare needs and options for people that were going into that phase. So well, that was really cool to see that. And they had some fun there, had some door prizes that they drew for and handed out. And they brought some root beer floats, which are always popular. So that was a big hit. So we want to thank them. And that was a really good turnout as well.
And speaking of these events and putting on different things for your residents and having resources available to them, why is that important to you guys at Bartlesville Health and Rehab?
Well, I think it's always been important, but since I've been there and we've kind of opened back up, we've really seen, I don't want to say we took things for granted, but we were really grateful to be able to get back and do some activities, and we realized just how important those activities were, because when COVID was real bad last year and we weren't able to do as many of those things, it kind of just killed the mood, mm-hmm. so to speak, you know. And it was, everybody did a really good job of keeping everybody upbeat and getting them through it and everything. We're very thankful for that, but now that we're doing activities, it's just, I mean, it's night and day, you know, the difference, just the cheer on people's faces that you see, and then being able to get up and just doing simple things, just such as sitter size or something like that in the morning, just even the simple things that our activities girls do. They do such a good job of getting people up and at them and getting the blood flowing, and it makes for a better day, you know. And it cheers up, not only does it cheer up the residents, but when the employees see that, they get in better moods as well. And just, you know, because there for a while it was a very sad time, and I don't want to say, you know, depressing, but it was borderline, because it's hard to keep a positive attitude when there's not much going on and you know, bad stuff like COVID is happening. So to be able to get back and in and do some stuff like that, we're just so blessed and thankful that we're kind of at that point, and hopefully we can keep it there, you know, and just keep fighting COVID and keeping it out of the building is to the best of our ability. But yeah, when we're doing activities and stuff, it's a big difference. So we're hoping to keep that up.
Activities, as you mentioned, you dropped this word in there, and I want you to explain it. What is sitter size?
Okay, so sitter size is basically where they play some music on the speaker, and then they can sit down or they can stand up if they want. Most of the time, that's why it's called sitter size. Most of the time, they're going to sit down. It's easier for them to do it that way. It's just exercises that you would normally do, some calisthenics and some workouts and stuff, just getting the blood flowing. So it's kind of like a cha-cha, I guess. I've seen where they're doing everything with their feet and hands, and it's hard to keep up. They do. It's pretty impressive how quick they go, but they just kind of do it day by day there and follow some different routines and rules like that as well. But they just really enjoy doing that. It just helps them get up and active and, like I said, get the blood flowing for, you know, in the morning and setting up the rest of the day.
And you guys recently played kickball with some of that sitter size. What was that like?
Yeah, so they were sitting down kind of in a circle, so to speak, and just they had a big kickball, the rubber ones, and that was part of their exercise. They would get passed around, and then they would kick it back and forth to each other, just throwing in a little twist there, just something different to keep them on their toes. So they really enjoyed that as well.
Man, I kind of want to play right now, too, play some kickball, you know. Yeah. Maybe we could get one here in a little bit when we're done. We could just start kicking the ball.
There
back
you go. We'll keep us busy for a while.
And Nerf guns are popular, apparently, at the Bartlesville Health and Rehab. What can you say about that?
Well, you got to watch your back. I've learned that the hard way, because as soon as they get their hands on those Nerf guns, they're kind of letting them fly. So I've got shot a couple times myself just walking back and forth. But no, our activities girls did. They went and bought a bunch of Nerf guns, and they started passing them out, and just, they love those things, just being able to shoot. They shoot some targets and stuff like that as well, but for the most part, they like shooting each other or shooting us. Mm-hmm. A lot of times walking down the hall, you'll get shot in the leg or something, and it's just, but it's funny. It's all in good fun, and they really enjoy it, and it makes them laugh. So, you know, that's basically what we're going for there. So as long as they're happy, then, you know, then we're happy. So that's what we're going for there.
Well, you guys are the only live targets there, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, we are right now. I think we need to change that, because I'm tired of getting shot at.
Let's put a cat in the building or something. I don't know. What else is going? You guys got a blood drive coming up on August 26th?
Yes, we do. Unfortunately, as people who follow our Facebook page saw, we had to cancel our last blood drive about a month or so ago. But they had a date to open that was next on our schedule, and that is going to be on August 26th. That will be August 26th will be our next blood drive. I'll be back on Facebook posting about it again. I'm on there quite a bit. So we're hoping to get that full. There are the people that have already signed up. I'll continue to post reminders and stuff, but last I checked, we did have several spots still open. So hopefully people can get in there and give blood. There is a big blood shortage right now. It's in high demand. So, you know, when people can come in and do that, we're very thankful. And I know everybody else is thankful as well. So hopefully we can get that full, and we're looking forward to that as well.
And you and I, Brett, have talked about this before, but for people that are listening now and are wanting to contribute to this blood drive, how would they go about signing up for that?
So you can either contact us. We can get you signed up. But the easiest way is if you have an account online, you can go on their website at Red Cross Blood or Donate Blood. And it's really easy. If you can create an account for free, but it's really easy if you already have an account. You just go in, click on the date, and basically pick out a time that it'll tell you what time slots are open, and then just click on that, and then you can go in there and sign your name up as well. But if you do have any questions, you are more than welcome to call us and contact us as well.
And how would they get a hold of you guys?
Okay, so our phone number, our office phone is 918-333-9545. That's 918-333-9545. We're located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, or as I like to always reference it, it's the facility just north of the hospital.
And how many spots do you guys have open for that blood drive?
The last time I checked, we were only about half full, I believe. I think we had 10 or 15 spots open at least. So I'll have to go in and double check that today. But we did have several spots, so it shouldn't be an issue getting in either a morning or an afternoon time slot.
And obviously this is kind of looking further into the future, but if people aren't able to make this blood drive, when would be the next one potentially be?
I believe on our schedule it's going to be somewhere around the time in October, maybe the middle to end of October, I believe. I think they usually try to wait about at least 60 days. I think that you have to wait for an individual to give blood twice. I think you have to wait about 55 days before you can give it the second time. Mm-hmm. So they try to be sure that people that are, you know, reoccurring or, you know, the continued customers are coming back in there, and they want to be sure that they can give every time so they don't miss out. So I think they usually try to do it at least about 60 days out, but it kind of varies. There's, you know, give or take a day here and there depending on the month.
Is there anything else that people should know about when it comes to the blood drive?
No, we're in 15-minute intervals. It's the same. We are allowing inside visitation, but for right now, we are continuing to do the blood mobile. It will be set up in our parking lot, probably in the west parking lot like it always is. And you just show up, and it's in 15-minute intervals. You can show up a few minutes early. If they're running ahead, they can get you in there and get you set up. But usually they only allow two people on the bus at one time. So just try to be there at least on time, if not a few minutes early.
And we'll make sure we get everything in for you, too. So we'll move on from that topic and go to your guys' remodeling of your apartments. What's that been like?
It's going really well. Our maintenance guys are continuing to do a really good job. They are swamped like everybody else. They're very busy, but they have been doing good about getting in there and getting the, you know, as the apartments open up, people moving on, doing, you know, whatever they in, you know, the next phase in their life, or, you know, moving out, whatever. We don't have a big turnover rate, but there have been a few that's been opened up. So they're getting in there and remodeling the ones that haven't had the chance to. They just need a little bit of updating, and they're very nice after the remodels. They're doing a really good job with those. Right now there is, we just had, I believe, one, if not two, get rented out again. I know at least one. So we're waiting on some more to open up, but, you know, we don't want them to, obviously. we don't want people to leave if they're happy with us, but sometimes things happen and they need to change, so that's okay. And but there is a waiting list to get an apartment, because there are people, several people, at least, you know, 8 or 10 on this waiting list right now that are interested in our apartment. So, you know, so it is tough to get one right now, but we try to get them in there as quick as possible.
And with the remaining time that we have, you guys have some new therapy flyers that are out. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we want to really be sure that we're kind of starting to market, you know, that's my job, obviously. But we want to really just let people know about our therapy. Our therapy girls do such a great job. You know, we want people to, when it comes to that, we, as much as we love having them and love people there, we do want to make sure that if you know, if they're not a long-term care resident, we do want to be sure that they get in and out as quick as possible, get in there, get their therapy done, get better, get healthy, and then get back home to their loved ones or wherever, you know, the next step in life is. And usually our average stay is about 28 days. So that's not, you know, it's almost a month, so that could seem like a long time. But, you know, for a lot of things that when they go wrong, that's not, you know, that's not a real bit long time. And, you know, and then we have our own hall for the therapy residents, for them to be able to stay in there so they can stay in-house with us and hopefully get in there and get it done. So they do such a good job, and we just want to be sure that we kind of showcase that, so to speak, and just let people know what that's about.
And before we end again today, where can people find you again? How can they get a hold of you?
So we are located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, just north of the hospital. Our phone number is 918-333-9545, 918-333-9545. You can find us, our website's BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com. You can also follow follow our Facebook page at Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community, and I'm on there, you know, essentially every day posting stuff. So just kind of keeping up with topics there as well.
We've been speaking with Marketing Director Brett Harsh with Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community on a one-on-one today. If you're wanting to listen back on this program, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. On the on-demand tab, click on one-on-one, and you can find our entire 15-minute conversation today about Bartlesville Health and Rehab and all the great things happening there. Brett, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 KV.